The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good evening. Nice that it's still a little bit light outside at 8:15, 8:20. So, so it's one thing to come to IMC on a Monday evening to meditate and to listen to a Dharma talk, and often that's what people do. And as people come regularly, one of the things that supports meditation practice, supports engagement in Buddhism, is to have some contact with other people, to have be connected to community. And it's easy to come to IMC and not have much community here. It's possible to come in and sit in the back row and not talk to anyone and slip out at the end. And some people feel that they would like to have more community, more connection. Some people would rather not have it. Some people would rather listen to a Dharma talk. But in the scheme of things, as things evolve over time, here on Monday night, it's good from time to time that we have some occasion for us to connect as a community or with each other and talk. So tonight's the night. And for those of you who are now disappointed, I apologize. And so what I have in mind is to, this is all volunteer, you don't have to do it. You could either go, leave, and the first little chance, or you could just sit quietly and kind of just continue being quiet and practicing and just kind of witness what's going to happen here in this room. I think it should be interesting. So what I'd like to do is to guide you through a series of conversations that are kind of a journey. And the journey begins with a very simple question, and that is, what motivates you to meditate? Even if this is the first time you ever meditated, was coming here, still, what motivated you to meditate here? What motivated you? And you'll do that with one other person. And then, just very brief, and this doesn't have to be, all these questions don't have to be, you know, full confession. Just share what you're comfortable sharing with someone. And just a brief, just for a couple of minutes, back and forth, what motivates you to practice the meditation. And then I'll ring a bell, and then the two of you, I'll offer you a different question for the two of you to consider. And then I'll ring the bell, and then you'll join another pair of people to have a group of four and have something you discuss with that group. And then you'll join those two groups of four will join for a larger group of eight for a discussion. After that's happened a little while, you'll go back to your group of four, discuss something, and then you go back to your first the person you started off with to discuss something. And there'll be a journey, you'll see, up and down. So in that process. So hopefully you'll find this meaningful in this exploration of this topic. So because this is it's conversations are meant to be somewhat brief, and these kind of conversations are not really so much ordinary conversations. We're talking for the sake of the listener. And so it's important to make sure they understand us. This kind of conversation, it's more important that you hear yourself, what comes out of you. The listeners are just your witness, in a sense. So you don't have to be too concerned about explaining everything to them. And certainly don't go into a long story, because you know the story already. And since it's for your sake. So the idea is to keep it somewhat short, the conversations. And be sure that both of you have a chance to speak. So it could just be a sentence or two or something very brief, let the other person speak, go back and forth. Or when you're a group of four of eight, say something brief, go around clockwise. And if there's time to continue going around, it's great until I ring the bell. Is clear enough? Okay, so if you could... So I'll tell you when to start with the first question. So first, why don't you just pair up with someone. And if we're in an odd number here, come towards the front if you're done finding a group easily, and I'll help.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea was to wait for me to tell you to start, so hopefully you've introduced each other. You guys are so eager to say something. So the first question is, what motivates you to meditate? Okay. So the next question maybe is a little bit more difficult, maybe because you don't think this way so often. So the question is, and you're supposed to speak for yourself, not for the other person, but in kind of remembering what the various things you said about what motivates you to meditate, is there anything behind that or anything connected to that motivation that you can appreciate about yourself? And that's the question. What can you appreciate about yourself in having this motivation? Or motivations, if you had more than one. No, stay in your group of two for now. Thank you. So now, the task is to, in silence, go with your partner you have and join another group of two. So you have a group of four. And I don't know if we're, again, an even group of twos, but if you don't find someone, walk towards the front. Over there. So now the process is to go around clockwise and say something relatively brief in answer to the question I'm going to give you. And then you might have a chance to go around more than once. And what's nice about this exercise is that you go around, as it goes around, you hear other people's ideas, the responses, and it'll stimulate something new for you when it's your turn again. You might find yourself surprised to say something new you hadn't thought about before because of kind of the way the group influences each other in a nice way. So the question is, what obstacles do you have to meditate? What gets in the way of meditating for you? Great, thank you. So now, in a few moments, I'll ask you in silence to take your group of four and join another group, so that there's, just each group joins someone else, and then after you've done that in your place, then I'll offer you the question. So very nice. So now you've had it. Now this is the biggest group you'll have. So this gives you a chance to kind of meet seven other people or so here at IMC. So now the question to go around the circle is, before it was, what hinders your ability to meditate? What supports your ability to meditate? What supports it? What makes it? What it facilitates? Makes it easier or encourages you to meditate? Or what are the supports you have that get you to meditate when you want to? I hope all the groups had a chance to finish going around. If not, then maybe for the next question you can start with the people who didn't. So the next question, now we're going to switch gears, and it should get maybe more interesting. And so the first question is for you to go around. Remember, please, maybe make them a little bit briefer, your statements, than what you made, because we have enough time to finish the process here. The question is, similar question, but the question is, what supports, is the basic question. So what supports your ability to love? So, again, I apologize if you didn't have a chance to go all the way around. And because we're running out of time, I thought we're going to go backwards now, back to group of two. We'd skip over the middle one. I'll tell you later what the question was, and you can do it on your own. You can do it on your own. But if you can go back to your original pair and sit together. Won't you do it silently, please? And then just sit together, and then... Okay, so if you had this question we're skipping is what are the obstacles? What are your obstacles to love? What hinders your ability to love, your loving? That's what we skipped. It was an obstacle to it. So, but now the question is, so it might be a difficult question because you don't think this way normally. But see what comes out of you, and maybe go back and forth. You know, say something brief so you can hear the other person, that might stimulate you to think new ways. What motivates you to love? Well, there were looks of surprise when I gave you the question, but there was a lot of energy in the room. So I guess you had some answers. So one last question, and then the last one, so that it is 9 o'clock now, so hopefully some of you could all stay to finish the process. So the last question is, what can you appreciate about yourself in connection to love? It's a very open-ended question, so I'm not looking for a particular answer, but what can you appreciate about yourself in connection to love? So the amount of time you had for each of those questions was didn't do justice to the question, right? You could have spent much more time, in fact, probably a few months on each question, living with the question for a while and kind of just keep coming back to it. There's a wonderful art of asking yourself questions and living with the question and seeing the different answers that come up at different times, different days, different weeks, different situations. Just keep asking. So all those questions are good questions, I think, to keep living with, and you might find... friends to talk to about, to journal about it, whatever. The idea was to ask the same questions about meditation as asking about for love. And my hope is that someday you'll realize that love is an aspect of meditation. And that the two maybe are not so separate or not, you know, they don't have to be different. Meditation can be love, and love can be meditation. So I hope this was nice for you, to explore this and discuss this. And I hope it was also nice to meet other people in the community here. We don't have a chance for that, as I said. So thank you so much for participating and being part of this. And I wish you all a good night.